Hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend and thanks for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be another big sister advice episode. I've done quite a lot of these, I think like 4 or 5, maybe even like 6, I don't know. But very exciting. They are always the most listened to episodes, which to me like is confusing because they're not consistently the same thing, you know, like everyone, each episode of it talks about like different stuff, but they tend to do like really well, so hopefully that means you guys like them. And yeah, I just want to keep doing them every now and then because they seem to go down really well. But yeah, welcome back. How was my week? How was this week? I'm recording this on Sunday, so I am in a perfect position to comment on my week. I think this week was difficult, but good. Like, I had an exam on Thursday, and I've just been at the library all week, to be honest. Like, I feel like I'm just living the same exact routine. Like, I'm either at the library, I'm lying on my bed watching Friends, or I'm eating and sleeping. Like, I just am not doing anything that fun. I'm trying to think. We watched Love Actually this week. That was quite fun. I went to the library. Oh, we did have our Christmas dinner on Friday. We had literally just 3 friends around. And we were going to make a Christmas dinner, but then came to the conclusion that we were all stressed with like deadlines and stuff, and cooking is kind of a lot of effort, so we ended up just ordering Indian food, which was 10 times better. But we still did like crackers, and we had like nice candles, play Christmas music, but that was a really nice like break from revision. And other than that, I don't think I have anything to report. I started reading Norwegian Wood this week, which I'm really enjoying. I only read it once. I read like 30 pages in the bath, and then I haven't read since then, but I really, really liked it. And I know that once I finish exams, so I have an exam on Tuesday, and then I am finished for Christmas, for a little Christmas holidays, like, it's gonna be so nice to just not have any work. And I know once I get to that point, I'll be very much up for reading, especially when I go home. I feel like I'm just gonna have a lot more time to read and chill, and yeah. So that's gonna be good vibes. I'm really excited to be done with exams. I haven't even had to revise for that long. Like, I came back from Norway 2 weeks ago. So I've only been doing like intense revision for literally 2 weeks, but I still just cannot wait to be done. My exam on Thursday was really, really fucking difficult. I don't know if it went well. I'm hoping that it was okay, but I honestly don't think it's my best work. Whatever, that course was so difficult. I'm so glad to see the back of it. The one that I have on Tuesday is, I don't know, I guess objectively more easy or easier and just more like simple, but I find that courses that I find easier, I tend to do worse on because everyone finds it easier, you know, so they make the exam harder or they mark the exam really harshly because they can't have everyone doing really well. So I don't know, there's no point speculating, to be honest. I feel like it never actually amounts to anything. I'm trying to think if there's anything else noteworthy from this week. I have a new cuddly toy. I told you guys a few weeks ago that me and Neve are getting each other cuddly toys. And the one that she got for me has arrived. It's a little dinosaur. It's from Jellycat. It's the Fuddle Waddle Dino, if you want to like look it up and see what it looks like. It's like a green dinosaur. He's really cute. I've named him George. So I already have one cuddly toy called Miso, who's a penguin. Rihanna came up with that name and I just thought it was cute, so I kept it. And I've named him George because I was trying to think of cute names that were like maybe remind me of Edinburgh or something, because obviously I got him here, and I went with George because George Square is like the main like campus area where like all of my courses and stuff are. So I've called him George, and I just think it's a cute name for a toy as well. So George is right here and he wants to say hi. Other than that riveting story, I don't think I really have anything else to report from this week. I'm going to go on my camera roll because sometimes there's pictures. Christmas dinner. I went on a nice walk on Friday. It was really sunny on Friday. That was nice. And that's all. I was in North Berwick last weekend. I'm trying to remember if I recorded the podcast before that. I think I did. So I didn't discuss that in the podcast. I don't really remember. But I went to North Berwick last weekend, went to Neve's house, and their family had like some family friends over and stuff. And I got invited, so that was really fun. Her dad made like unbelievable food. It was really good. And we went on a walk on the beach the next day, and then we came back and did more work. But it was really nice to just like get out of the city for a night and spend time with them. So that was really fun. That is my update. That's all I've been up to this week. Not the worst week. I'm like happy, but I am just like done with revision. This morning I woke up and I was like, I cannot get out of bed. I cannot go to the library. I dragged myself there only because I'm telling myself you only have to do this for like a couple more days. Like, suck it up and just do it. So yeah, I hope you guys are doing okay. If you have like exams or deadlines and stuff, I hope that they're going okay. And I hope you make it through. My gratitude for this week, my number one, I feel like I'm coping well with exams. I don't know if that's something to be grateful for or something. I think that's definitely something to be grateful for, but I don't know if that's necessarily like completely out of my control. But I'm grateful to myself. I feel like I'm coping fine with it. I'm grateful that it's not been like a super stressful exam period. Definitely not been that fun, but not been too stressful. So I'm grateful for that. And then my wins for the week, I'll definitely just say that I did that exam. That course, I'm not kidding, is the worst course I have ever taken, like in terms of enjoyment and difficulty. Like, it's so difficult and I don't understand it, and I feel like it just never clicked, if that makes sense. Like, my mind didn't ever get over the hump of like, oh, this is so confusing, I don't get what's going on. Like, I just never got over that part, and I had to sit the exam and it's done. So that's the win. The win is that it's over. Okay, that is all I have for the intro. So like I said, today we're doing advice column, which is so exciting. I love these episodes. So fun for me as well. Like, I love reading through all of the submissions. So if you want to submit something for a future episode, the Instagram is growingwiththeflow_podcast. And I always write that in the description in case, or the show notes, I think is what it's called. In case you miss it. So if you want to follow along and submit something for a future episode, I normally will post a story on like Sunday or Saturday or something, because I normally record like at the end of the week. So yes. Okay, right, let's just get in. Okay, this is an interesting one. Any tips for the menstrual cup? I've had it since June and still not used it. It's so scary, lol. I think people should just use whatever they feel comfortable with. Like, it sounds like you're not comfortable, so don't use it. Like, honestly, it's such like a personal preference, and if you feel like you're scared or like it just doesn't feel like natural for you to use that, then I think just don't push it. Like, don't worry about it. If you really want to try it, I'm sure that there'll be like an animation online like explaining how to put it in and stuff, if that's what you're worried about. But yeah, I honestly don't have the answers to this one. That I never really had an issue with it. Like, I think I first tried it because I wanted to like switch to something that was a bit more like eco-friendly. I was using tampons before. But now I definitely think it's a lot more like practical for me. Obviously, everyone has different like needs and I don't even know, like preferences, I guess. So for me, it's really nice that you don't have to like carry loads of stuff around, and it's like you just need the one item. That's really, really nice, and you don't have to like change it as often. I know also that like some other period products can like, I don't know, be not as, I don't know the science stuff, so I'm actually not gonna say anything, but like I think tampons and stuff kind of like dry or like soak up more moisture, which is meant to be there, whereas a cup doesn't do that. But of course, like whatever you're comfortable with is the best option. I'm gonna think if I have any tips specifically. I think just like watch an animation. Like, there's two different ways you can kind of like fold it to put it in, and you definitely need to fold it. So yeah, just like try and work out like how you're meant to be putting it in. I think that's the only advice I have, to be honest. Problems with finding your own style slash identity. Okay, I think people chat a lot about this. Like, I see TikToks often that are like, you know, do they have style or are they just skinny? Or do they, you know, have style or are they just following the trends and all of this? And I think finding your own style is like very confusing and a weird, it's so weird because you almost want to wear something that's like slightly different, because otherwise people will accuse, or like, you know, it comes across like you're being quote unquote basic. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but like, I think as, I don't know, all, we all know that it's fine to be basic and to do things that other people do, but I feel like a little bit of that like internalized misogyny is still telling us like it's not okay, and like you should try and be something different and unique and cool and special. So your style, like, it's hard to find something that's like specifically your true desires, because it's so hard not to be influenced or like impacted by the style of like the trends and stuff, because that's kind of what's more acceptable to wear. So I think finding your own style, my advice, I don't have any good advice. Wait, I need to stop picking questions that I don't have the answers to. I'm picking questions that are like, I think are interesting because I want the answers, but not because I have them. Wait, I need to redo that. Okay, my advice for style. All I do is I like go on Pinterest and then pin things that I like and then go on Depop and search the specific items. That's like how I buy clothes. So that is all the advice I have. This has started off so shit. I guess just try things on, as in like try on different styles, try on different vibes, and know that you don't have to like commit to one thing. I think sometimes we have it in our heads that like you need to have like a specific aesthetic, that's your aesthetic, that's what you always wear, but it's more fun to just dress how you feel on the day and like, you know, encompass a lot of different styles within that. So I try and buy like fun pieces that I am liking, but then also try and remember like what you're gonna pair them with. If you only buy fun things, then you don't have any basics. So how not to push yourself to socialize when you don't like it. I think try and find like social activities and ways of interacting with people that you do like, because I think having like, I think it's completely fair enough that we all have different like needs for the amount of socializing we want to do, but I think if you're constantly being invited to parties or clubbing and you don't have an interest in that and you're not being invited elsewhere, I think that that can be difficult, because it's like you do need some time with other people and time to like hang out with friends and I don't know, not be on your own. So I think it's a balance between like the amount that you're going out and like doing stuff with other people, but also the type of activities you're doing. Like, you don't want to feel forced or as if the only option if you want to hang out with people is to do a certain activity that you don't want to do. And that doesn't have to be clubbing. Maybe you want to go clubbing and your friends are always asking you to go, I don't know, like read or something, and you don't want to go and read. So I think try and find people and groups that ask you to do things you genuinely want to do, but also don't be ashamed if you're just more introverted and prefer to spend more time like just on your own. It's okay. Yeah. And if they, I feel like I give this advice all the time, but if you ever need to find those people, like join a club, join a society, join a Facebook group or something for that specific thing that you like doing, and then you can meet like-minded people. I think don't take things too seriously. Like, it's so hard to not put, I don't know, like a ton of pressure on yourself, but there isn't really much you can do to take the pressure away other than literally just change your mindset. And I think if you find yourself like doing more social stuff that you enjoy, then you'll feel less, I don't know, pressure to go to events that you know you're not gonna like. Did you find it easy to make friends when you moved to Edinburgh? I think I would say no. I didn't find it difficult to like find scenarios where I could make friends. I just found it difficult to like put myself out there. I think I've always been like, especially in school, I was more introverted and like, I don't even know. I wouldn't say I was like especially quiet, but I kind of just let people find me, you know? Like I didn't put myself out there too much. I would, you know, just sit next to someone in class and chat. I'm good at chatting like one on one and like in a scenario like that, but I'm not good at asking people to like meet up and, you know, putting myself like out there. So I definitely found it hard because I've never had to do that sort of thing. I think people sometimes make it seem like coming to uni, like there's like so many more people and so many more opportunities, but I actually found it so much harder to make friends because you have to put in the effort and you're starting from ground zero. Especially like I came to uni knowing not a single soul. I didn't even have the option to like meet friends of a friend or, you know, just have one evening in the week where I got to see someone I knew. Like every single time I wanted to hang out with someone, I was gonna have to like make that a whole new friendship. Like I didn't have anything to fall back on. So I think that I definitely found that difficult because I'm just not that good at putting myself out there. I always have it in my head that I don't like to ask people to meet up because what if they don't want to meet up with me and then they feel pressure to say yes, and then I don't want to put them in that position, and then it's kind of like pressure's on to entertain and like be on your best form and be entertaining and fun. But I don't know. I know that this is all just in my head, but yes, I found it difficult. I think as time's gone on, like now I would say I have like amazing friends, and even by like the second half of first year, I'd say I had like really, really good friends. And it just took time to like build a relationship. Like I like having best friends, but you can't expect to move to a whole new country where you know nobody and then week one have best friends, you know? Like that's obviously not how it works. So I think I also found that hard because I like having people that I'm like really, really close to. I'm not a massive fan of like having a ton of just like you know, acquaintances kind of friends that are just like, oh, you kind of know them but not really. And if you want someone to be really close to you, like that's going to take time and effort. So I found it hard, but I think if I ever did that again, like if I ever moved somewhere new again, I would try my hardest to just be more confident. And like, it's not your responsibility to care if other people want to hang out with you. You know, if you ask someone to hang out and they say yes, that's on them. Like, I should not internalize that as like, oh, now I need to make this like the best night. I need to have like really good fun with them. I need to make me seem like I'm really fun and entertaining. Like, it's on them. If they've said yes to coming and they don't enjoy it, that's nothing to do with me. That's just like the relationship wasn't compatible. It doesn't mean that either of us are bad people or that, like, you know, it doesn't mean anything deep. It just literally like is what it is. And I think I got two in my head about like telling myself, oh, everyone's already made their friends. There's no point even trying to like make friends now because everybody's already got their friends. Which also isn't true, especially like you're 18 years old. You do not have your lifelong friends like forever. I'm 21 now. Like I hope that like I make new friends like every single year of my life. Like I would love to always be adding new people and like finding new people with, you know, having like as many different, not like I want like a million friends, but I feel like each individual person offers you something like new and different, and I think that's important in life. So just because it's week two of uni does not mean that everyone's friends are set and nobody wants to make new friends because they do. I don't know. I don't have like solid advice because it's one of those scenarios where you know what you should do, it's just difficult to do it. And there's not much advice for that other than just suck it up, which I know is the worst piece of advice to hear ever. So that's all I have to say. A couple questions about FOMO. This one says, if you move away from home and your friends don't, so like all your home friends are still at home and you're living a new life. I don't get FOMO often really, but I think the main thing I always remember is like, so say I'm at uni and all of my friends, this actually does happen sometimes because the Scottish term dates are a bit different. So sometimes I'm at uni and all of my friends are at home, or I'm at home and all of my friends are still at uni. And then I'll get FOMO sometimes because I'm like, all my friends are hanging out, like everyone's gone to the pub together and I'm still stuck at uni sitting exams. Like that happens year after year after year. And It's especially hard when, like, you're not in a fun stage of life. Like, if I'm in exam season, it's not that fun, so I can't even tell myself, like, it's worth it because I'm enjoying myself here. Like, I'm not. But just remember, everything looks better on social media. Everything's better in your head than it is in real life. Like, going to the... I'm sure everyone had a great time at the pub, but it was not a life-changing night. It was just one night at the pub. Like, it's not that deep. And... I don't know. You don't need to be at everyone's beck and call. Like, you don't need to be at every social event. Like, it's fine. I think especially, like, the more comfortable you are with, like, being yourself and, like, doing your own thing, the easier this comes. But, like, I just think I always know that, like, if I ever go to an event or, like, a party or even just, like, dinner or something, I always have a lovely time. Like, I'm sure I have a lovely time. But, you know, it's never... anything groundbreaking that, like, you couldn't just miss out on one time, you know? Like, if you've moved away and all of your friends are at home doing stuff, I'm sure nothing that life-changing is happening. And maybe great things are happening for you. Like, you've moved away. Like, that's really exciting. You have the opportunity to live in a new place, to make new friends, do new things. I'm sure your friends are sat at home thinking, oh, I wish I'd moved away. I wish that I was getting all these new experiences that so-and-so is getting. So no one's ever happy. Everyone's always comparing and everyone's always, you know, just like thinking that they don't have every single possible thing that they could. But realistically, no one has it all. And FOMO is kind of a waste of energy as well because you're already not at the event. You know, all your friends already at the pub. Like now... being sad about that or being like anxious or worrying about it, it's just making it even worse. At least enjoy the day that you're having wherever you are. Like, at least focus on like your present situation, because now you're missing the pub night, but you're not even getting to enjoy the night that you're having, regardless of what that night is. So yeah, I think just like living in the present, focusing on the now. Okay, somebody said, I want to get my nose pierced, but I really don't know. I can see you have yours done. Did it hurt? Yeah, I really wanted mine done for a few, not that long, like a few months. And I thought it was cool. I've got like a decent amount of piercings. I think I have 11 piercings in my ears. So I'm like, I'm not used to it, but like I've had decent experience with that. Okay, did it hurt? It hurt a little bit. I'd say it hurt more than most of the ear piercings, but not like I wouldn't say that any of them have hurt an amount that's like would put me off getting it again if I wanted to. Like, I don't know, change my mind, or like I wouldn't undo it because it hurts so much. It definitely didn't hurt that bad. It's just for like a few minutes. Yeah, the place I went did it with a needle and then they put the earring in after, or the nose ring in after. The hard part is when they've put the needle in, that's actually fine. And then they're putting the nose ring through and they're kind of like, they have to tug on it to like tighten it and like do the ball or whatever. And that bit's quite hard because they've just put a needle through your nose and now they're like pulling on it. But it is genuinely only a few minutes. And then it's healed really, really well. Like it was sore for max 2 weeks, 10 days even. And at the start, like I would avoid my nose if I was like washing my face, but now I don't have to think about it at all. Like it's completely healed. It's healed better than any of my ear piercings, to be honest. Like, ear piercings always get infected and just, like, gross. And, like, cartilage piercings hurt for, like, a year after getting them done. So, yeah, I'd actually recommend it as a piercing because it's out of the way as well. It doesn't get caught in your hair, which is great. And, yeah, it wasn't too painful at all. So, I don't know. If you're looking to get one, I'd say don't let the pain hold you back because it's not that bad. But at the same time, don't expect it to like feel like you're getting your lobe pierced, because it's obviously more painful than that. How to maintain friendships when you have moved away. I'm just gonna talk about my situation with this, I guess. So I have all my friends at home who I only see when I go home for the holidays. And how do I maintain these relationships? I think the main thing I do, I'm not a massive texter, also not a massive FaceTimer. Like, I have the capacity to have, like, two or three people that I FaceTime often. And after that, I just don't have, like, the emotional capacity for it. Like, I just get tired and, like, I don't like having like loads on, so I just, I'm not good at FaceTiming or calling really. Yeah, so because of that, I feel kind of like I maybe sometimes I feel guilty that like I don't put enough effort into relationships, especially with people who I don't get to see that often. But I always make time and effort to see people when I'm at home, and sometimes it makes it more intentional and special because you like plan to do something proper rather than just hanging out at school or something. Like, you actually put in the effort to go and do something fun. So I think plan things to do, plan when you're next coming home, like think about when you're next going to be able to see them, make fun plans. Obviously I think a call every now and then is great. I think especially at the start, like, I called people a lot more in like first and second year because you're new to like the long distance friendship. But now that I've kind of like established that with a lot of my friends, it's like I feel like it just kind of not sorts itself out, but like it just doesn't require as much thought because the relationship is established in that way. And I'd say like almost all of my friends from home, I could not see them for like a few months, and then we come home and it's genuinely like it's been a week. Like, it doesn't feel weird at all. We just have loads to talk about, which is fun. So I don't think it has to be like a scary thing. And you can put as much effort and time in as you want. Like, if you want to call someone every week, like, you could set up a day that you call them every week if that's what you like, if that feels right for you. Or you could do something fun, like you could do like pen pals or I don't know, anything. Like, it can be fun. So yeah, feeling like you're late to stuff, like being in a relationship, first kiss, etc. Okay, I think everybody experiences this, and it's so frustrating because we all continue to experience it, and I just find this one of the hardest lessons to learn. So you're like 15, 16, whatever, everyone's having their first kiss, everyone's getting drunk for the first time, whatever, those things, and it's like, oh my god, I'm so far behind, I need to have my first kiss, I need to go to my first party, I need to do all of this stuff. And then you do it, or like even the same with like losing your virginity or having a relationship, etc. You do the stuff, and then a few years later you look back and you're like, wow, why did I stress about that? Why did I care? That didn't matter at all. Things happen in their own time, and you know, maybe you have friends who waited and didn't kiss some guy when they were 16 that was a dick, and now they didn't have to go through that, you know, like, you just, it's just all very, you start to understand it years later. Then you're 21, 22, whatever, and you're thinking, oh, that couple are moving in together, oh, maybe they're gonna buy a house, oh, those people are gonna have kids. I feel like I'm too young for the whole like house and kids stuff, but like, I'm sure in a few years I'm gonna be insecure that other people are buying houses and having kids, and oh, maybe I need to do that, I'm too late to the game, you know, all of this sort of thing. And it's just stupid because it's just not your path, like, it's just not the route that you chose to take. Like, and the same with like, oh, they've got their dream job, they've got this, they've got that, but like, realistically, no one's life is what you've built it up to be in your head. So first of all, don't assume that just because they have these things that their life is any better than yours. Maybe it is, but maybe it's shit, maybe they're sad, maybe they hate all of the things, maybe they're stressed, they're anxious, whatever. You don't know, you genuinely don't know. And especially with these things, it's always people you see on Facebook that you're comparing yourself to who you genuinely do not know. So yeah, firstly, they do not necessarily have a perfect life. Secondly, do you actually want these things? Do you actually want to have your first kiss right now? Like, is there somebody you want to kiss? Is there a house you want to buy? Is there someone you want to marry? Because if not, then who cares? You do not need to worry about things that you don't even want to do. I think a lot of these things are like societal pressures and standards, and we're all made to feel like uncool or like a failure if you don't do the stuff. But what if you just don't want to do it? Like, that's completely fine. What if you want to like travel more and like buying a house just doesn't make sense for you, or you just haven't found anyone you want to kiss yet, or you're not ready for that? Like, the worst situation would be to buy a house you don't want to buy, to kiss some boy that you don't actually like, to get married to somebody you're not in love with. Those are the worst case scenarios, not not getting married or not having your first kiss or not buying a house. Those things are fine. Those things are normal. Those things are just, you know, that's just life. The mundane everyday. Not every day you're going to be getting married and buying houses. So do you actually want to do this thing? Don't think that the person doing that stuff necessarily has any better life than you do. And there's just no such thing as being late, because you're late by whose standards or late by what clock. Like, we're not on a schedule. You're like just figuring it out as you go. Like, you can't be late to nothing. There's nothing to be late to. I don't know if I'm explaining that well. Probably not. But like, there's just no need to worry about being late, because it's not school where, you know, everyone needs to be there at 9 a.m. Like, it's life. Like, there isn't a set rule or set path that you have to follow or you need to follow. So yeah, just whatever is whatever. Like, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of like random examples, but like, say you're 25 and you feel like all your friends are getting married or like settling down, whatever. But like, what if so then you put pressure on yourself and you're like, I need to do that. But maybe like, you're just going to meet the love of your life when you're like 32 or 40 or 50 or whatever. And then you're going to look back and be like, why was I stressing? Like, it's just such a waste of energy, because I think in general, these things tend to work out as you want them to or as they should. So yeah, don't worry, especially like first kiss or like first relationship, things like that. I promise you that like, it all just falls into place as it should. I hope so anyway. Also, if people are making you feel insecure about the fact that you haven't done something, so say like, oh, one of your friends is like, oh, I can't believe you haven't had your first kiss yet, or one of your friends is being like patronizing, like, oh, I'm sure you'll find someone someday, like, I'm sure you'll be able to get married someday, and all of this sort of like patronizing stuff. I think also know that those people are saying those things probably from a point of insecurity. If you were genuinely happy with like your life, you don't really feel a need to like show it off to other people or make other people feel bad because they don't have things that you have. Maybe they're insecure or worried about the decisions they've made and are unsure if they were the right ones, and I feel like that would more likely be the reason that they're bringing that up to you, rather than the fact that it's embarrassing that you haven't done whatever it is that they're talking about. So yes. Okay, recovering from burnout / feeling unmotivated. Okay, hopefully this is relevant because it's like exam season and stuff. Recovering from burnout, I think it's difficult because I find I get burnt out like overall in life rather than in like one specific area. Like, I don't think I ever do enough work to be like burnt out from work. It's a rare occasion that I do that. But I do definitely feel burnt out when I've been doing a lot of work, I've been socializing, I've been going to the gym, I've been, you know, hanging out with friends all the time, and you just feel burnt out from like constantly doing something. You're constantly on the go, constantly like, I don't know, just switched on. I think it depends on the type of burnout. Like, I try to spend time with myself. I feel like for me, cleaning, having a nice clean space, changing my sheets, making myself a nice meal, looking after yourself in those ways, because I feel like that signals to your body that you're like worthy of like, I don't know, nice treatment. And then hopefully you can stop kind of like treating yourself badly, because I think burnout often happens because you're pushing the boundaries of like what you're capable of doing. Like, if you're not capable of going to the library all day every day and you keep doing it, you're almost teaching your body that like, this is what you need to do, this is what you have to do. Like, you don't deserve to like listen to your intuition, I guess. So I try and do things that kind of like bring me back down to earth and like treat me nicely. Like, I'm imagining that I'm like my own mum. If I was like really upset and burnt out and tired, I feel like she would make me a nice meal. And not now because I'm 21, but you know, when I was like a kid, like clean my room for me, or I don't know, put on a nice movie or something like that. And I try and treat myself like that. What makes you feel alive? That's a fun one. Okay, what makes me feel alive? Swimming, like water, that's the first thing that came to mind. I am a Pisces, so take from that what you will. Swimming in the sea, oh, I would love to be in a sea right now. I think cold water is very like invigorating, but a beach in like a hot summer place, that just hits different. Like, you're just completely comfortable in the sea, and oh, that makes me feel alive. What else? Something about car journeys sometimes makes you feel alive, but only for like a moment, not for like 5 hours. Friends, like, you know when you're just like, sometimes like you're hanging out with people and you just catch yourself like looking around and you're like, I'm gonna miss this moment, like I love these people. That moment, that makes you feel alive. I don't know, trying new things, like traveling to new places, that sort of thing, maybe makes me feel quite alive. Like fresh experiences, I guess. Just like going to a new place, seeing a new thing, trying a new food. Yeah, it doesn't have to always be like something really expensive or like special. How to understand that grades and other people's success doesn't define you. I think I just learned this through like time in school. I definitely like put a lot more emphasis on like the grades I would get, and like I made that more like my worth, like I cared a lot more, and I tied that more to like who I am as a person, whereas now, like, to me, that's just the grades that I got. Like, obviously getting good grades makes me happy and that's like good for me, but I don't think of it now as like, oh, that makes me a way better person, you know. Yeah, I don't think of it as that makes me like a way better person or anything. And I think it just took time. I don't really know how to like fix this overnight. I guess I don't know. I think there's just so many different measures of success and like happiness even, that it just seems silly to place so much worth on like your grades. I think I taught myself this by like caring so much about grades, and then on results day, did it bring me that much joy? Did it really? No. It made me feel good. It made me feel validated for like a day. And then I just kind of moved on. Like, all those months and months of work for like a little bit of validation, it wasn't really worth it. And I wouldn't regret it. I don't take any of it back. And I still try and like do really well academically. But I just think now I try to do well so that I can have a good grade for like my CV to like apply for jobs, or to get into a master's program. Not that I want to do that, but you know what I mean, just as an example. Whereas thinking of it as like, I want to get a good grade so that I am more valued as a person, so that I am more special, or so that I've proven to everybody that I could do it. Because like, if you know your worth, like, you don't need to prove it to other people. How to get through the winter blues. Did I answer this in a previous episode? I feel like this came up recently. I know I was talking about Lexi's podcast. She did an episode on the winter blues. And I can't remember if I gave it. What was that about? Why did I bring that up? I don't know. But I'll try and think of some things now. Try and make it cozy. Like, I try and think of like Christmassy things, and like hot chocolates and reading and baths and all of that. Because I don't like it being dark outside at 4 p.m. It's 4:01 right now, and it's like dark outside. Like, not pitch black, but like dark enough, and dark enough for it to be sad. But I don't like that. But I'm in here, I've got a nice like little like bedside table light on, I'm in my electric blanket recording the podcast, and I'm trying to convince myself that this is a cozy evening. So I think that would be the way that I get around it. And nothing hits better than those first few days in like March, April, where the sun is out, it's super sunny, and finally you take off your puffer coat, you go outside, and you just feel like a new woman. And a little part of me thinks of those days and thinks like, you have to earn it. You can't just wake up in April. Like, if it was sunny every day, you'd never get that moment. And I know that that's just a day, just a couple moments, but you know when you're just like, oh my god, it's 10 p.m. and it's still light outside, this is lovely. And if you live somewhere that's sunny and hot all year, you don't get to feel that day. So maybe think about that. I don't know. I like balance in life, and I feel like darker days and like colder weather balanced out by like a nice summer. So yeah, I would always rather it be summer, to be honest, but it is nice and cozy. It's not that bad. I think spring actually is one of my favorite seasons, because because of how much you appreciate like the sun and the light and the flowers and everything just feels like brand new, and it's so, you're just so grateful for it after a long winter. So okay, I think that is all the questions I'm going to answer. Thank you for sending them all in. I feel like every time we get loads and loads, and obviously I wouldn't be able to do any of these episodes without you. So yeah, thank you so much for sending them in, and just thanks for listening. If you've made it to this point in the episode, like, fair play, because I'm sure that not many people listen to the whole thing. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you would like, I love when people post like a little Instagram story and tell me what you're up to, or if you don't want to post a story, just send a DM. I'd love to know if you listened to the whole episode, like, what did you do? Did you go on a walk? You're at the gym? You're at the beach? Sometimes people post pictures and I'm like, wow, that looks great. I wish I was with you right now. So yeah, let me know what you're up to. And other than that, have a lovely week. I will catch you next Monday. Next Monday will be the 20th of December. Fun. Should we do something festive? Should I think of a festive episode? I'll try and think of something festive for us to enjoy together. But yeah, I hope you have enjoyed, and I love you very much. Catch you next Monday. Bye!